Kid tested, mother approved. WSJM. It's Taking the Lead with Ray Gustafson.
8:12 on Taking the Lead. Welcome to your Tuesday, the 15th of October, 2019. Glad you could join us this morning. And it is time for Living Gracefully with Woodland Terrace and Todd Doherty from Woodland Terrace Senior Living Residences. Good morning, Todd Doherty. How are you?
Good morning, Ray. I'm doing well.
I know. That's just, it's funny how people, you'll greet somebody and you'll say, hey, how you doing? And they're like, oh, I'm great, and they've got a cold or something. But it's just kind of one of those standard responses. And so that's why I just wanted to see if you were going to answer in that regard. So this morning, you had a very quiet, I guess you could say, weekend, or relaxing weekend, because you did some homework. We want to talk today, and we've talked quite a bit about this, and it's really important because I think we've all been in some sort of a caregiver role, whether you're a parent with a sick kid whether you're a spouse with a sick spouse. It seems like men ham it up a little bit more than women do when they get sick. But we want to talk about caregivers, the people that take care of people with a disability of some sort, whatever it might be. And if you're new to it, as I got put into that role a few years ago, like I've shared many times here, I got kind of thrown into it and I didn't really know what to prepare for and what to do. And luckily, I was able to find some resources to help me. But you've got some tips that you've done some homework and research on, Todd, about some tips for some new caregivers.
I do. So these are great tips for anyone. So it's not necessarily for someone who's older. It's anyone who's in that caregiver position. Like you said, it may be for a child, it may be for a spouse that's sick, it may be for a friend. And oftentimes we're kind of thrown into that position without great preparation. Exactly. Leading up to it.
Yeah.
It's not something we like to talk about. It's not something we necessarily plan for. And if something happens, my dad ended up with dementia at a pretty young age. I don't think that my parents were planning in their 60s that would be something they would be dealing with. And so I think oftentimes the more prepared we can be, the better it is. This is kind of the time of year too that we see a lot of people coming in for tours. People are trying to figure out, what the best place is for mom or dad or a spouse or a sibling with winter coming. So we see a lot more tours at this time of year. And oftentimes it's people that are kind of thrown into that position. Like, I don't even know what I'm doing, except that I'm trying to make sure that who I'm caring for is safe.
Yeah.
So some great kind of great, I actually posted the article on our website and it's called 7 Tips for New Caregivers.
Okay.
And I know we've talked about this stuff before too, but I don't think we can ever say it too often.
Yeah, because you always talk about you feel for the person who has the dementia or the disability or whatever it might be, but we don't always think about the caregivers, and it's really difficult for the caregivers because they think they're all alone.
Very much so,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so 7 tips.
So our first tip is begin the caregiving conversation early. Again, the more proactive we can have any kind of conversation, the better we're going to be equipped when the actual situation arises and we're forced to kind of face it head on. So that's, having conversations with your spouse about what it is that you really want for them, for yourself, if you're the person that's being cared for, if they're the ones being cared for, having the conversation with your parents. Kind of getting a better understanding of what they really want. So just the more conversations, the earlier that we can have them, the better it is for everyone.
I've already had those. I don't know, is dementia hereditary? I haven't read anything about that, or Alzheimer's dementia hereditary, but I've told my wife and my kids, it's like, if I get to that point, just, here are my wishes. Here's what I'd like to see happen. And so they already know that. So, that's important.
So I don't know, to be honest with you, I don't know if it's hereditary or not.
I don't believe it is.
There's been a lot of different studies. I don't think anything's concluded that it is hereditary. I think the more that we can have those conversations like you were able to have, so someone fully has permission to, there's often guilt surrounded with caregiving, right, of not being able to care for someone or getting exhausted or getting frustrated.
Yeah.
And so the more proactive we can have those conversations and the more you can give someone permission to do whatever is necessary so they don't have the guilt, they don't have the pressure, they don't think that they should be doing everything because it can be exhausting.
Yeah.
So those conversations are great to have as early as possible. The other big thing is look for guidance. Don't be afraid to ask. So ask your doctor, seek out agencies, depending on what it is that you're going through. Doctors are a great resource.
They are.
I remember even when my dad was going through leukemia treatments 20 years ago, You know, his doctors are great resources for my mom of where to go for help with what she was going through at that time, which is different from what she's going through now. So really asking those medical professionals, they know the support systems that are in the community where you're at. So really getting a good feel for those and not being afraid to reach out to them and ask for help.
Yeah. Good tip.
The other one is support. Not just guidance, but also support. So seek out support groups. And depending on what it is you're going through and what it is you're a caregiver, what the disease or illness is that you're a caregiver for.
Right.
You know, talking to other people that are in the same circumstances, because oftentimes you can feel so isolated and so alone. So the more you're able to have those conversations, it doesn't change what you're going through, but it can be very isolating and lonely. So knowing that you're not alone in that can be comforting to people.
Yeah. Because you feel that way. You know, sometimes you can really feel that way. I mean, when I was going through it, I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm all alone. I don't know who to ask, you know? And so, yeah, those resources were great.
Totally. The other big one is find help. So know what your resources are in your community as you might need additional help. So if it's people coming into your house to give you a break during the day to help take care of the person that you're a caregiver for, you know, assisted living facilities that are in the area, whatever it is that potentially could help you, be aware of what those resources are. Again, doctors are a great resource for that. Area Agency on Aging is a great resource for that, to really understand what your different options are. Because there are options and there are choices that you have that can help reduce that stress of caregiving, which doesn't mean ultimately giving up all the caregiving responsibilities.
No, you have to have some disconnect time, so to speak. But you have to. But during that downtime, you have to be comfortable knowing that whoever you're taking care of is being taken care of appropriately. That's, I think, what some people are like, well, I don't know. I don't know if I trust anybody else or something, you know.
So that's a big deal.
It is.
Trust is a huge factor. Yeah. We had a conversation with my mom this summer. They were moving houses in Florida, and there was a lot going on, and we were afraid it was a little overwhelming for my dad. And so we had asked my mom about my dad coming. My sister was down there in Florida with them, but my dad coming back with my sister, staying at Woodland Terrace until my mom finished that whole transition in Florida. And my mom was very adamant that my dad was staying with her, that she was not ready to move him anywhere. And it was probably one of the hardest conversations we've had with my mom about caregiving for my dad. But it really gave us a different perspective of where she really was at. And so the truth is, that's where she's at. So, and it's her husband. And she was very clear about what she wanted and what she didn't want. So then our job truly became, how can we best support my mom? So
exactly.
That means giving her a break when she needs a break, you know, be able to fill in, to give her that freedom to know that my dad is okay, that she can go and do her errands.
Right.
So really figuring out how to best, you know, we then are kind of becoming the caregivers for my mom as she is the caregiver for my dad.
Right.
And kind of allowing some of that freedom and that respect and that space, I think, is important too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Another one?
Another one is just consider the legal and financial implications. So really being aware of your finances. We've talked about legal paperwork quite a few times on here. So really making sure you have everything lined up so that whoever the caregiver is able to make the choices that are right for the person they're making the choices for.
Exactly. Yeah. And you don't have to do that yourself either. You know, get some help, but make sure that, and you and I have talked about this, if there's other family members involved, make sure that I would suggest, you know, divide it up a little bit, like you're in charge of this part of it, you're in charge of that part of it, or something, as opposed to trying to get everybody together and make a decision.
Most definitely. And there's that document that we've talked through before that kind of divides up the responsibilities. That I've kept posted under our resource tab since we first talked about it, because I think it's such an important document. So that is always there under our resource tab too, to kind of help decide who's responsible for what, and truly just dividing up those responsibilities so it doesn't always fall just on one person.
Exactly. And so that's under the resource tab.
It is.
And then all of these tips that you just went through, the tips for new caregivers, this is posted as well?
That article is also posted. And there's some great resources at the end of different organizations you can reach out to for help in finding those bits of respite as a caregiver.
Yep. And that website is?
WoodlandTerrace.com.
Very easy to get to. Anybody want to find out more information, obviously go to the website, but stop by any of their locations, or how can they get a hold of you?
You can stop by any of the locations anytime. You can call any of the campuses anytime. There is a form fill on the website at WoodlandTerrace.com that you can fill out, and we will reach out to you with information or mail you. You can identify how you would like the information, and we will make sure you get it.
Awesome. Todd Dougherty from Woodland Terrace, and that's Living Gracefully for this Tuesday. Todd, have a good day, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.